Hey there, awesome people. This is your girl, Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Comstat Daily, your daily dose of stress-free morning focus. You know that feeling when you're staring at a mountain of goals like, how am I ever going to climb that thing? Well, today we're talking about conquering those peaks, one tiny step at a time. We're diving deep into the power of starting small to build big habits. Seriously, it's all about ditching the overwhelm and embracing those little victories that add up to huge results over time. Ever feel like you need to overhaul your entire life overnight? Like, become a morning person, an athlete, a master chef, and write a novel all at once. Yeah, me too. But here's the secret sauce. Massive goals are just collections of tiny habits done consistently. Think about it, those marathon runners didn't magically become superhumans overnight. They started with small runs, maybe even just walking around the block. And slowly, they built their stamina and endurance. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways that will help you harness this power of starting small. Number 1. Define your why. Before you jump into any new habit, take a moment to truly understand why it matters to you. Is it about feeling healthier? Being more productive? Maybe it's about finally mastering that guitar solo. When you connect with your deeper purpose, those small steps feel way more meaningful. Number 2. Start ridiculously tiny. We're talking microscopic here. Instead of aiming for a full workout routine, maybe start with just 5 minutes of stretching each morning. Want to read more? Begin with just 1 page before bed. Remember, it's about building momentum, not perfection. Number 3. Make it easy on yourself. You know those excuses we tell ourselves? Like, I don't have time or it's too hard. Well, let's bust them. Set up your environment for success. If you want to exercise in the morning, lay out your clothes the night before. Want to drink more water? Keep a full bottle on your desk. Small adjustments make a big difference. Number 4. Celebrate those wins no matter how small. Give yourself credit for every step you take. That 5-minute stretch, that single page read, that healthy snack choice, it all counts. Celebrate these victories to keep your motivation high and reinforce the positive behavior. And finally, number 5. Be patient with yourself. This isn't a sprint, it's a marathon. There will be days when you slip up, but don't beat yourself up. Just dust yourself off, get back on track, and remember that progress is more important than perfection. Speaking of small steps, let me share a quick example from my own life. Remember how I mentioned wanting to write that novel? For ages, it felt like this gigantic, daunting task. So I started with just 10 minutes of writing every day, no pressure, just free-flowing thoughts on the page. Some days those words were garbage, but other days magic happened. Slowly but surely, I built a foundation of consistent writing, and now that novel is actually taking shape. Remember, you don't have to conquer your goals in one giant leap. You can do it by embracing the power of starting small, celebrating every victory, and staying patient with yourself. So, my awesome listeners, what are you going to start small with today? Maybe it's that 5-minute meditation, a walk around the block, or simply putting your phone away for an hour. Whatever it is, take that first tiny step and watch how it ripples into bigger changes in your life. And don't forget to share your wins with me on social media. I love hearing about your progress. Until next time, stay calm, focused, and keep crushing those goals, one small step at a time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.